This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, May 27th, 2009. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, The Loneliness of Fanny Howe. Last week, in a ceremony at the Arts Club of Chicago, Fanny Howe was awarded the 2009 Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize. It's an award that the Poetry Foundation gives out annually to a living American poet for a lifetime of achievement. It's one of the most prestigious awards out there for American poets, and it comes with a check for $100,000. On this program, we're going to hear some of the poems Fanny Howe read, as well as a few other voices from the ceremony.
Fanny Howe is a religious poet in the highest, most successful sense of that phrase.
Christian Wyman, the editor of Poetry Magazine, introduced Fanny Howe. He said that the religion found in Howe's poetry is too rooted in unknowingness, or what she herself calls bewilderment, ever to arrive at a religious doctrine.
It lives by the senses and waits for the world to disclose itself, rather than banging away at it with the ice pick of the intellect. Its deepest fidelity is to life, not art. It is feminine, almost always. And it's everywhere in the work of Fanny Howe.
Wyman then went on to quote a Fanny Howe poem about the role of the self, the poetic self, in our imperfect material world.
In a world mostly stone, a constant elf, himself, herself, elevates song to the day when birds will be angels, again all senses precious and light in the service of loneliness. Light in the service of loneliness. It's an arresting phrase. The loneliness of poetry, of existence, of consciousness is also everywhere in Fanny Howe's work. It is, for me, part of what makes it so authentic and moving.
One of the poems Fanny Howe read that evening is not about light in the service of loneliness, but rather loneliness in the service of spirit. It's called Harbor. And the speaker in this poem is riding a ferry on her way to visit her mother. About midway through, the water below takes on a ghostly spiritual dimension. Here's Fanny Howe reading Harbor.
Loneliness is one of the elements. This poem needs loneliness and time. It also needs the ferry with its big engine and exactituded chugging into blocks and chains. Where are we going? Returning, as ever, to Mother's house under a salt rain. One question, is the water good? It hits us with flotsam and unknown faces upturned to ours before we vanish. But is it fair, this element that we ride and lament, fear and pray to? Only if loneliness is riding it too, only if loneliness is its slave.
Fanny Howe reading Harbor. Christian Wyman had more to say about the element of loneliness in Fanny Howe's work.
The other part of what makes her work so moving, though, is what she does with that loneliness. It always drives her back to the world and to connections, whether it's connections with society, no matter how unjust that society might be, or with artists and thinkers, or, and this perhaps most of all, with children. But the infant's fingers squeezed and kneaded me, she writes, as if to show the Lord won't crush what moves on its own, secretly.
Now we're going to hear Fanny Howe read the poem that Christian Wyman just quoted from. It's called The Nursery, and it's about the gestation and early life of an infant from the point of view of its mother, the poem's speaker.
The baby was made in a cell, in the silver and rose underworld, invisibly prisoned in vessels and cords. No gold for a baby. Instead, eyes and a sudden soul, 12 weeks old, which widened its will. Tucked in the notch of my fossil, bones laddered a spine from a cave. The knees and skull were etched in this cell, no stone, no gold, where no sun brushed its air. One in one we slept together, all sculpture of two figures welded. But But the infant's fingers squeezed and kneaded me as if to show the Lord won't crush what moves on its own secretly. On Robeson Street, anonymous was best, where babies have small hearts to learn with. Like intimate thoughts on sea water, they're limited. Soldered to myself, it might be a soldier or a thief for all I know. The line between revolution and crime is all in the mind, where ideas of righteousness and rights confuse. I walked the nursery floor by four-eyed buttons and the curdle of a cradle's paint, a trellis of old gold roses lipped and caked where feet will be kicking in wool. Then the running, the race after, cleaning the streets up for a life. His technicolor cord hung from a gallery of bones, but breathing, I'm finished, both of us. And when the baby sighed through his circle of lips, I kissed it, and so did he, my circle to his. We kissed ourselves and each other, as if each cell was a Cupid, and we were born to it. The cornerstone's dust upfloating by trucks and tanks, white flowers spackle the skies crossing the sea. A plane above the patio wakes the silence, and my infant, who raises his arms to see what he's made of. Oh, animation. Oh, liberty. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Fanny Howe, winner of the 2009 Ruth Lilly Prize for Poetry, reading The Nursery. You can read that poem and others by Fanny Howe on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Also honored that evening was poet Angie Malenko, winner of the Randall Jarrell Award in Poetry Criticism. Angie Malenko gave a speech, and then she went off script to tell this personal story about a particular need that poetry in general addresses.
A few days ago, on Friday, I sped down from New York to see my grandmother, who was lying in a hospice bed after refusing emergency treatment for a broken hip. She was 87 years old. And I wasn't exactly told what to expect, but when I got there and was able to tell her that I loved her, she passed away not long after that. She never really regained consciousness, and I'll never know if she heard me say that or if she even knew I was there. And I think that moment is what poetry is constantly addressing, the fact that there's so much we don't know and we'll never know, and we have to live with that. With that, I will end and leave you with a quote by Paul Bowles that I came across shortly after that day. We're machines for realizing the inconceivable. So thank you.
You can read poems and critical essays by Angie Malenko on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.